How did you get connected with Cozy Powell originally, you know?
Just one of the guys, I think. I'd done something where he was playing drums on it. I think that's right. I think that was it. And when we got him for Forcefield, I reminded him, and I can't think where it was, but you know, it's something we'd done, a live gig or somewhere, and you know, you hit it off, you start talking to people, and that's when, of course, then when Cozy came in, and when Cozy obviously we'd done Forcefield together, he asked me, he said, "Look, I'm doing a solo album, and I've got Steve Lukather and all these people, and you know, oh great, you know," he said, "I'd like you to do a track, right?" And I said, "Oh, that's really nice." So I said, "That's lovely." He said, "I want you to do the whole thing." And I programmed all the stuff for a lot of the Forcefield stuff. So we had something to play to. And I used to do it. And then we'd get the live players in and do it that way. And he remembered that. And he said, "Look," he said, "what should we do?" And we always used to, I used to play, we used to warm up in the studio. And we often used to play classical gas, the intro, you know. And Cozy said to me, "Can you play that, all of it?" I said, "Yeah, of course I can." And he said, "Oh, why don't we record that for, you know, we mentioned that, he said, you know that thing we used to do in the studio where you play classical gas? Why don't you do an arrangement of that?" So I did. That's how it came about. I did all the programming, and I got a bass player in called Lawrence Cottle, who was a great trombone player. He's one of the guys, you know, session guy. Got him in, and he played with me on it, and we just, in fact, I think when we did that, the track, Cozy wasn't even there, and then Cozy came in with the finished article. It's great. I mean, it's, I was listening to it this morning. It's a great track. I mean, it's a fantastic version of it. Cozy plays a storm on it. And it builds and builds and builds, and right at the very end, he goes out with it. He was a very good timpani player, Cozy, and he puts the timps on the end of it, and it's that big Cozy Powell ending. So I always knew that Jon was like, he could come in, perhaps, you know, like all of us guys, and come up with something. So I said to Paula, "Look, you know, I played him the solo from Carrie," and he said, "Oh, yeah," because he knows Jon too. But Jon always had a bit of a reputation of sometimes being difficult, especially if he didn't like you. Luckily, I knew him when we did the Forcefield album. But other people said, "Oh, I've heard he can be difficult." And say, "Yes, he can, but he's got to earn his respect first of all." And which, I mean, we go back to the 60s. I knew him when he did the Russian Spy and I in Holland with the great guitar solo. And we used to go after gigs. We always used to play in The Hague called Scala. And Jon would always be there, and we'd chat. So I had a kind of background with him. It wasn't like I knew him, and I'd lived in Holland, so I knew that kind of, all that kind of temperament that he may have had wasn't really there. It was just there when he wanted to use it, if you know what I mean. Mm. It was amazing that Roger spotted the magic of Graham Bonnet, Roger Glover, when they did Rainbow, because Graham was the singer of the Marbles, a duo. And they had a big hit called Only One Woman, which was a Barry Gibb song, Bee Gees. I always remember that, hearing that record, not knowing who it was, and that voice on there was like, "Oh, who is that singing?" You know, and Roger remembers that.
Yeah, I think Richie Blackmore had picked up on that, didn't he? That's why he invited him into the band. But
he did, Richie. You know, the only thing Richie thought was he didn't look right, because he looked like James Dean. He had that James, but he would never grow his hair, Graham. He always wanted that sort of American James Dean look. Hey, good on him.